My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, so make sure to come out and hang with us. We got those 3 watch parties coming up. Sponsored by Michelob Ultra Superior Light Beer. All right, let's talk Kevin Huerter. I mean, we can talk Kevin Huerter, but the talk with Kevin Huerter is that we don't really know anything yet except that he has a shoulder dislocation. He is not on the road trip with the team, so he will not be returning anytime in the next couple of games. So you mentioned at the break that there is a protocol with the NBA that's a little bit convoluted when it comes to reporting injuries. Because I was saying, man, in the NFL, if a guy rolls an ankle and they go, oh yeah, he's got an MRI coming up. Don't know anything. Got x-rays negative, but we're going to get an MRI. And then the next day they're like, yeah, no, still awaiting some further tests. We got additional tests. Right now it's an ankle. That typically is bad news.
Yes. Okay, so we had this injury a couple of years ago where Tyrese Halliburton, right near the end of the season, took a bad step and his knee just went got wobbly, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up, I think it was a hyperextension. He only missed like 2 or 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we, well, maybe it was more than that because we sat there and waited and waited and waited and waited and got like 4 or 5 days in, like, hey, when are we getting the update? Right? And the update finally came and it was way late.
Mm.
Okay. So look, at the NBA level, when there's an injury that's potentially, I don't want to say career threatening, but like it could impact the value of a player,
mm-hmm.
right, going forward.
Mm-hmm.
It gets lost in this weird, okay, so first of all, Kevin Huerter has probably seen like 3 specialists by this point. And that's because like there's multiple specialists where they're at, right? So mm-hmm. that night he likely had an MRI on the night that he got hurt. And then that MRI was taken to like a team and they looked at that. And then there was probably an outside person that mm-hmm. like also looked at the x-rays and looked at the MRI and said, okay, this is, it kind of looks like this, and this, right? Then you mm-hmm. have to wait a day or two for swelling. And then after that, it gets a little more complicated.
Okay.
So someone's going to write a press release on what it is that's going on. It's an mm-hmm. injury update.
Sure.
Sometimes those injury updates can be like a sentence.
Right.
Sometimes they can be like 4 sentences.
Right.
This is probably going to be more like a 4 sentence one where we're trying to figure out how long he's going to be out. What is the time frame? Because that's like realistically when I've gotten angry with the Kings in the past, it's like, look, you know, Rashawn Holmes has a shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, what is it? Is it torn labrum? Is it a grade 1,
right.
2, or 3 separation? Is it
right.
a dislocation? Did he fray the rotator cuff? Did
right.
he tear his rotator cuff? Is an AC joint? Did he jam the AC joint? Like, what is it?
You're like, what did you have for dinner? A meal.
Yeah, a meal. Like, exactly. And the Kings wouldn't tell us. And it went on for like 2 weeks. And then finally it came out that he had a torn labrum.
Sure.
And then he didn't have surgery on the labrum, but he was out like 4 to 6 weeks. The reason why we want that is so we have an idea of what we tell people, like out in the public. People keep asking, like, what is the Kevin Herter update?
Right.
It's like, we don't just give an update. Like, when I talk about a grade 3 ankle sprain, everybody cringes because I explain that it's a complete sever of the ligament, right? And the ligament has to, like, reattach itself and grow back together, heal, scar tissue, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. We move forward, right? We don't know what's going to happen with Kevin's shoulder, because when you dislocate a shoulder, you can, again, tear a rotator cuff. You
sure.
can't. There's all kinds of things that mm-hmm. he could have torn his labrum. He could have done all kinds of damage outside of just the dislocation.
Right.
So if this is, again, Lethal Weapon, they just walk in and they pop his shoulder right back in place and he's ready to go, that's one thing. But this is a professional athlete. You need to make
yes.
sure everything else
yes.
is intact, right? So once it gets to the point where the doctors have said, they all confer, this is what's happening, then a press release is written. That press release goes to the front office.
Mm-hmm.
It might go to the business side. It will go to his agent. That press release will get twisted and turned and rewritten and rewritten and rewritten until everyone is comfortable with what's going out. Because...
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
It is awful. Because we have a team who has value and a player that needs to maintain value and wants to make sure that what mm-hmm. they put in that press release says what they want to put.
Mm-hmm.
You have an agent who has the same, can have the same interest, but maybe not. You know, like the interest might not be aligned all the time between
right.
these two.
Right.
So you're looking at long term, you're looking at short term, you're looking at business side, you're looking at how many games are left in the season, you're looking at when an injury report is coming out, whether it's right during your season ticket holder time. There are too many things that go into some of these. And so this one here, it could be that Kevin Herter will be back next week. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also possible he's done for the year and he might need surgery or whatever. We
have
don't
no
know.
Idea.
We don't know, but just know that it's not going to be just like, you know, how often have you ever seen a press release on a post-surgical thing that said it was an unsuccessful MCL?
Zero thing. Times.
Zero times. It's always successful.
I'm sure it has happened at some point.
100% of the time, it's always successful.
Yeah.
And then when they
Even
have to go
wasn't.
Back in,
right.
A month and a half later,
because
something, yeah, we had a setback, and they have to go back in, it was because the first one wasn't successful.
Yeah. So, oh, hang on, review.
Wait, review, throw the flag. Well, let's hope that Mike Brown doesn't lose that challenge as well.
Right, so that, oh boy.
Yeah.
So they just want to make sure that they know exactly what the injury is before they go about announcing to the public what the injury is. So right now we know the shoulder was dislocated, but we don't know the extent of the internal damage there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Or any additional damage. And maybe there's not any, but we'll have that for you whenever it comes out.
Yeah, as soon as it comes out, like, you know, you can follow me on Twitter or we'll if it's while we're on the show, we'll put it out here.
Yeah, and the reason, and here's the other thing too. This is not because we're nosy. This is not because, we want to know because we want to know for... No, this is literally so when we have the conversation about Keon Ellis in the starting lineup, we have the context of, he's going to start the next three nights, or, hey, he's going to finish the season in the starting lineup.
Yeah. Or he has a good shot at finishing the season, whatever. Like, this is
right.
his opportunity, or it's not. Kevin right. Herter could be back.
What
for
does the bench look
or
like?
Not. Yeah.
There are so many ramifications of this. Obviously, priority number one to you, James, me, Kyle, and everybody listening, you know, hopefully who has a heart is, hey, hopefully Kevin Herter's okay.
Yeah.
I just want him to not be in pain and able to play basketball at a high level again as soon as he can, because this is his livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he loves to do, and I hope he gets to do it again ASAP. That is the number one thing. But we have a job,
mm-hmm.
and that job is to discuss the team as a whole and Kevin Herter's injury, how it plays into that. So
Yeah, I totally agree.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Kyle, this injury specifically has like ripple effects, and the ripple effects could last for a while. Like, mm-hmm. there is, whether Kevin Herter is available to be traded this offseason,
mm-hmm.
which is something, like, we kind of table for right now.
Yeah.
But it also, it's, like, the door that it opened for Keon Ellis. Can Keon Ellis not only show that he can hold on to a position for the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it is that's left in the season, mm-hmm. slash, well, I mean, we're about three and a half weeks left in the season. But then on
Last
top
month,
of
yeah.
it, yeah, at on top of that, the playoffs, right? So mm-hmm. we don't know, right? This is a great time for him to prove that not only is he a ball player, but he might be your starting shooting guard for next season. So that's a big deal. On top of that, we have this other angle with Chris Duarte. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Chris Duarte is getting another opportunity.
Yeah.
And how often have we talked about, hey, it's one thing to go out and get a defensive player, but if that defensive player is Davion Mitchell, and he's playing behind De'Aaron Fox, who plays between 36 to 38 minutes a mm-hmm. game, and in the playoffs will play at least that, maybe
yeah.
40 plus. Like, how much of an impact can a defensive player have if he's playing 8 minutes a game or 12 minutes a game?
Exactly.
That's not much.
And how much of an impact, to speaking to Davion specifically, how much of an impact can he have if he's a net negative because of offense?
Yeah. So now what we get to see now is, for Mike Brown has two defensive-minded players in Chris Duarte and Keon Ellis. How does that look? How does that change the trajectory of this team? How does that look in this offseason? If these guys work with those four mm-hmm. other starters, like, do you go get a better version of that? Do you stick with these guys? Like, there's so many layers to what this specific injury means.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, hey, I think it just opened a door for Sasha Vezenkov to come back. He's
I bet
questionable.
He plays tonight.
He's questionable again tonight, but there's a good chance he plays.
I think he's playing.
The Kings need that other scorer off the bench. Now, if you have two defensive-minded guys in Duarte and Ellis, of course, Duarte can score as well. Ellis can score as well. But now it might be okay to have an offensive-minded guy that steps onto the court and just starts heaving threes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there are so many layers to this and the impact, plus the offseason, plus free agency, and like all of these other things that play into why we may or may not get an answer on
yeah.
Kevin Herter's injury for a day or two.
It is fascinating.
Isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Man. And there are just so many, there are so many fun like hypotheticals that spin off of this, right? Like, if the Kings finish the season scorching hot, but Kevin Herter is ready to go for round one, where does he fit in the rotation?
Yeah,
I doubt if how many games are left? 68-14. The Kings go 11-3 over their final 14 to going into the postseason playing their best basketball. Like, very obviously, Kevin Herter's not going back in the starting lineup.
Well, yeah, just
for the playoffs.
I mean, if somehow Keon Ellis goes 21-0 as a starter,
whatever it is,
he ain't ever coming out of the starting lineup ever again.
Nope.
It's over.
So now this is there's, like you said, there's a lot of long-term ripple effects here, both into the offseason and into next season, but then just in the playoffs. Like, man, yeah, hey, Kevin Herter's going to be back in 3 weeks. All right, Kings go 11-3 over their final 14. Kevin Herter's ready to go for that first-round playoff series. It's like, got to come off the bench, and you got to fit him into a rotation and hope that he responds well to that. It just...
Yeah.
Man.
It's reality. Now, if he's back next week, all this changes. Right. This whole conversation changes.
It's dramatically different. And he might be back next week.
They pop it back in.
We literally have no idea.
And there's no structural damage, and it was a one-time thing, and it was just like the way that he got hit, it didn't stretch any tendons, it didn't open up, like cause any additional damage. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, intriguing.
Dave Garcia in the chatty house said, if one player injures another player, that player should sit out until the injured player returns. That opens a can of worms that nobody wants, I promise. You want game one of the Western Conference first round, Kings Thunder, Domas goes barreling in to pick a random Thunder player who's not a starter. That guy goes, oh, my chest. I can't. Oh, I'm out. I'm out for the series. And now Domas is out for the series? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's not going to happen. On, well, that, and I mean, if Desmond Bane was suspended until Kevin Huerter came back, they literally would have to hire, they'd have to go out, search 2K for a player name, a fake player name that was made up, and then find that player and bring him in.
Yes.
They signed two other dudes.
They're
going to
pick a guy from whoever loses the Duquesne BYU matchup. They're going to pick a guy from the losing team, and he's going to play.
Well, I mean, there's some 30-year-old veterans on that BYU team.
Stop. Hey, did you see, speaking of the Grizzlies being injured, did you see Taylor Jenkins almost get hurt last night?
Yeah.
He might have gotten hurt last night.
I know. He was down.
That was, like, of course.
Did he flop, though?
He might have flopped.
Because it was Draymond? Did he flop?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.